When President-elect Donald Trump visited Vandalia earlier this year, a young man named Tommy DeMassimo rushed the stage. He was arrested and sentenced to 1 year's probation. This month, a federal judge ended that probation early without objection from the Department of Justice. Tommy DeMassimo is an activist, and before the Trump incident, he participated in a march at Wright State University protesting racism and police brutality where he stood on an American flag. Many veterans were outraged. Marine Corps veteran and Wright State student Jeremy Dobbins of Springfield was there and was upset by the demonstration. Our Veterans Voices series continues with a conversation between Jeremy and Tommy, who, despite their differences, agreed to talk about that contentious day.
My interest came from the protest you had on campus. What was a catalyst that kind of like set you into motion?
We did a lot of protesting on campus, a lot of respectable, peaceful, come if you want, we're not going to get in your face, we're not going to bother you protesting. And we were ignored. So I went out there with an American flag. I didn't burn it, I didn't spit on it, I didn't do anything like that, but I did lay it down. I stood on top of it to make my case.
What made you decide to get your voice heard like that way?
The American flag is used by a lot of people. It's also worn by politicians as lapels, and it means nothing to them because those people do all the corrupt things that we hear about on a daily basis. They do not represent the people of this country. They don't care about the people of this country, and yet they're using that symbol too. So I'm trying to get to everyone that represents the power structure behind that flag, not necessarily just the people who went and fought to protect it.
I know when I saw it, it was like something much, I guess, more personal to me. Mm. In the military, at the beginning and end of each day, they raise and lower the collars, and it's the flag is an integral part of just the daily routine. Mm-hmm. And people in the military really don't like flag burning. I know you didn't burn the flag. You stopped short there. To me, maybe because I'm just a weird person and I think real logically and rationally most of the time, or I try to, it just seemed like it was pitting people against each other who really aren't against each other in the first place and shouldn't, and it creates like tension between groups that should really be collaborating.
Dude, I wish that was how it worked. I wish we all sat down and had totally objective, rational conversations and just solved these issues. That's not America.
Yeah.
It just isn't. And at least when we come out of that, we have the knowledge that this is how vets feel about flags. This is how blacks feel about police brutality. We can't say that we don't know anymore.
Did you receive any like feedback from like black veterans or from the group you're kind of, I guess, trying to be the voice for?
Well, I would never say that I'm in any way, shape, or form the voice of black people or Black Lives Matter. Yeah,
but you were bringing attention to the cause.
Yeah, and I when I was in the seventh grade, I went to a predominantly black middle school in an economically disadvantaged area, and we had a white teacher who was blatantly racist, just said very racist things to the class. Now I was like one of two white kids in there. So when she would say things like, you people don't know how to act, or you people this, and it was very clear to me that she was saying something racist. So I had the idea to petition to get her fired. She caught me and some of my fellow classmates with the petition in class, and she started threatening us. And we marched out of class. We marched down to the administrator's office, and 2 weeks later she was fired. So that was sort of my introduction into the idea of people power, and that there's power in collective action, there's power in nonviolent civil disobedience.
I can understand, you know, like you said, symbolism has a lot of, I guess, power. But, you know, it isn't the flag of some oppressor. It's the flag of the liberator. You know, it has a very mixed and troubled history, yeah. But it's our history as a people.
I was using the power the American flag had because I have a right to it as well. I may not have gone to fight to defend my country, but I'm still a citizen in this country. And so that flag is still mine. And I did everything I could to be respectful without letting being respectable keep me from doing something effective.
That was Marine Corps veteran Jeremy Dobbins talking to activist Tommy DeMassimo. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported in part by a grant from the Jacob G. Schmidlap Trust, Fifth Third Bank trustee.